The other thing I mentioned is this self-fulfilling prophecy, which you act in such a way that generates a reaction that sustains your initial beliefs. Mm-hmm. Another thing that I often refer to is unwitting commitments. You get committed to your notion that you're a victim, that the other is treating you unfairly. You develop defenses. You develop attitudes which are difficult to give up, because a lot of your subsequent relationship may be based upon those commitments to the attitudes and roles and views of the other, which you have become invested in. I've had to work individually with some patients who simply had grudges that they felt they could not give up, because giving that up meant changing something deeply within them, including changing something about themselves as being a victim, that they don't have to conceive of themselves as a victim. That if something happened in the past, that doesn't mean you have to maintain this orientation. And in therapy, a lot of what you have to do when you're dealing with these deeply entrenched attitudes and roles is help people face the anxiety of changing. Because changing is to something maybe unknown, something you're not familiar with, you're not experienced with. And you have to help people acquire some sense of confidence and skill that they can change. Not necessarily the best outcome, but it was an outcome that both could live with, would meet each other's needs, even though it may have given them less total money for other purposes. But it then enormously dropped the acrimony and enabled them to live together, even though, as I said, there still were some basic differences. Now, here's where being a psychoanalyst and understanding the intra-psychic processes that are involved, why people make that kind of choice. The woman had some investment in feeling a victim because she was not confident about whether she would be successful in her career. So if she had a husband who created a lot of obstacles, that, in a sense, gave her an excuse against the possibility of failure. Mm-hmm. A man who had problems in intimate relations, having a wife who was somewhat bitter towards him, enabled him to keep his distance and feel not that he had to really open himself up, which would have been very difficult for him personally. You had to work with those elements individually so that those were not hindering, even though they were not completely eliminated.